Und sein haben alle für den Tag. Omer of Avo, Godel Yom HaGishomim mit Trias HaMeisen. Rainy day is greater than Trias HaMeisen. Dilu Trias HaMeisen with Tzadikim. Dilu Gishomim bein with Tzadikim bein with Rishoyim. Trias HaMeisen is only for Tzadikim. And Gishomim comes equally to Tzadikim and Rishoyim. Pligid Rav Yosef, this argues on Rav Yosef. Omer of Yosef, mitoshi shkulak to Trias HaMeisen, kavua with Trias HaMeisen. Since it's equal to Trias HaMeisen, that's why the mention of rain was put in the brach of Trias HaMeisen, at a gibor. So you see from here, it's only equal, not greater. Omer of Yehuda, Godel Yom HaGishomim, Kiyom Shenitna Bal Torah. Gishomim is as great as Matan Torah. Shenemra Yarov Kamotor Likri, Torah is compared to rain. Ve'en Lekach El Torah. Shenemar, Ki Lekach Tov Nosati Lochem Torosi Al Tazovu. Rava Omer Yosem Yom Shenitna Bal Torah. It's even greater than Matan Torah. Shenemar Yarov Kamotor Likri. Me nitla b'mi, have the omer kot nitla b'gadol. You always compare the smaller one to the greater one. So if Torah is compared to rain, rain must be greater than Torah. Rashi. All of these things, the idea is that when a person sees rain is something that comes directly from the Rabban Mishon. People can't control. So the effect that a rainy day has on a person, and the mechazik is emunah, is greater even than the Yom of Matan Torah and Trias HaMeisim and so on. And it also has a tremendous benefit that comes from the rain that keeps life going here. Rashi, Upligad Rav Yosef, Ti'iyu Amart Kit Trias HaMeisim, Lo Yosef, Shebo Chayim B'nei Odom Shatfu Agedelebo. It's equal to Trias HaMeisim, it gives life, rain. Kim Motor Likhi Hishvi Lekech LaMotor, compares Torah to Motor. Okay, let's go on. What's it called? A contradiction in Psukim. Ksiv Yarov Kamotor Lichi. Ksiv Kizal Katalim Rossi. Torah is compared to rain and also to tal. So where it says, Im Talmud Chacham Hagun Hu, if it's a Talmud Chacham Hagun, he's proper, is Midos Tovos, then Katal. Then he's like, he's like dew. He's a benefit to Klal Yisrael. Dim lav or feo kamotor. But he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun. Then what's it called? Cut off his neck like the rain. What's it called? Rashi. Siv kizal yarov. Kimo af shomov yar futal. Vishchokim yirafutal. Shumar b'haperos. Right. So yarov is from Lashon that the tal. Descends on the earth. Uksiv tizal ketal demash menachas. Here it descends with strength, and here it's nice. Or peo kemotor har geu, kill him. Okay? If he's not a Talmud Chacham Hagun, it doesn't literally mean kill him. It means do away with him. Don't benefit from him. Tanya hayor abinah omer kol haoseg b'torah lishma toraso nasas lo somchayim. Persons oseg b'torah lishma. The Torah is an elixir of life for him. Shenemer etzchayim hila machzikim pa. Ve'omer rifos tihe l'sarecha. It's a refuah for him. Ve'omer ki motzai motzachayim. It's life. Ve'chol ha'osik b'torah shalol lishma. The person's osik b'torah shalol lishma. Nasis lo sam ha'moves. The Torah becomes a sam ha'moves. Shenemer yarov kamotor likhi. Ve'en arifa el hariga. Arifa is cutting off somebody's neck. Shenemer ve'or fushomis ha'eglo benachal. Behead the egla from behind the neck, benachal, so the word arifa has a symbol, a connection with death. Rashi, lishma, mishum kasher tzivani Hashem alokai, velo kedei likoris rebis. Rashi learns lishma means that you're doing it because the Ravon Shalom said to do it, and not for covet. So Tosus, so he asks, l'chora, it says, l'olim yasuk adam b'torah v'mitzah shalol lishma, shemitol shalol lishma bol lishma. So how can it say over here it's a sam hamavis if you do it shalol lishma? So Tosa says that there's two kinds of shalol lishma. One kind is where you do it for an ulterior motive, that's okay. And the other one is where you do it to hurt other people, the kanter. That's not okay. Rashi though is mashma that the shalol lishma here is to do it for the sake of covet, and still it says it's sam hamavis. So some learn that it doesn't mean that you did something wrong, right? That and that's the reason why it's a sam hamavis. It's just a memela like that. Because the Torah's power to take away the Yetzer Hara is only if it's lishma. If it's not lishma, You can do it, but it won't take away the Yetzer Hara. Just the opposite. The greater a person is, the greater is Yetzer Hara. So a person who learns Torah Shelo Lishma doesn't have the benefit of the Torah taking away his Yetzer Hara, and he gets a bigger Yetzer Hara. So it's a Sama Mavis for him. Even though it's okay to learn Shelo Lishma, others say that when do you say Mito Shelo Lishma Bo Lishma if you're interested in it becoming Lishma someday? You're learning Lishma with the intention of someday coming Lishma. But if you have never intention to become Lishma, you're satisfied with the Shelo Lishma for itself, then it's a Sama Mavis. The Lagon says that Torah is like rain. Right? If you have things that are planted that are good, so the rain will make those good things grow. If you have weeds planted, the rain will make weeds grow. So Torah can be a samachai and samavis, but it's what you have planted. So if you're learning Torah shalol lishma, right, so it will increase your shalol lishma also. It will increase the negative things. Okay. Even so, a person should learn shalol lishma, because eventually it becomes Lishma. Omer le Rabbi Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeira. Leisi mar lisnei. Come and learn. Omer le chorosi boy velo yachilna. I'm too weak today, I can't learn. So leima mar milsa dagadita. Okay, if you're so weak, so say at least something agadita. It's easier, doesn't take so much strength. Omer le hochiom Rabbi Yochanan. May dechid ki ho other mitz asodeh, dechi other mitz asodehu. It says you shouldn't cut down fruit trees to make a siege, because is the trees a person that you're cutting down the trees to what's it called? Cut down the enemy. Don't cut down the trees. So the Marsha explains, if it would just mean kipshuto, is a tree a person? It should have said the ki ha eitz asod the adam. That should be the order. The fact that it put Adam first, ki ha Adam eitz asod, that tells you can read it the other way too. Kipshuto, that is a person is like a tree. Not just in the Pashup Shat in the Pasuk, is a tree then like a person. But you can read it the simple way, is a person is like a tree. The ki Adam, we always say the Maral says a person is like a tree in the way that he's configured. Right? He has roots, he has limbs, except he's an upside down tree. Our limbs are down and our root is up. Whereas a tree, the root is down, the limbs are up, to show that a person's rooted in the heavens, not in the ground. A tree is rooted in the physical world. It says if you have a fruit tree, eat from it and don't cut it down to make a siege. Uksiv also tashchis vikorata. But if it's not a fruit tree, then you cut it down and use it for the siege. Hoketzot. So what does it mean? A person is compared to a tree. It could be a fruit tree. It could be a non-fruit tree. Im tamid chacham hagun ho. If he's a tamid chacham hagun, so he produces good fruit, then mimeno tochav also lo tichros. Then learn from him. Im lav also tashkis vikorot. If not, then get rid of him. Tamid chacham zeno hagun is worse than nothing. Lo yachilna lemigma rashi. I don't have the strength to learn. So he says, so tell me something from Agadato. V'chi odem eitz asodah, elamakish odem leitz asodah. Compares people to trees. Ma eitz asodim, eitz maichel hu, mimena tochal. If it's a fruit tree, eat from it. V'oso lo sichros, don't cut it down. Kach talmidich achomim, hogun hu, mimena tochal, lemodhe menu. V'imlav, oso sashchis, sur me'olav. If he's a talmud chochim, hogun, learn from him. If not, stay away from him. Omrev chama, berebi. Rabbi Chanina, may deceive barzel be barzel yachad. What does it mean? Iron on iron together. Lomer lachom, my barzel ze echad mechadis leder. Just like iron, you sharpen one by rubbing it against the other one. Avsheni shnei talmidei chacham mechadim ze ze bahalacha. So two talmidei chacham learning together sharpen each other. Omer Rava Bar Chana, lomer him shul divrei Torah keish. Shenemer halo kol divorei keish num Hashem. Why is Torah compared to fire? Right, it says Lomer Lachom Ma'esh Ein Odolek Yechidi. Just like fire, you can't make from one thing. You have to bring a lot of things together to make a fire. Kach Af Divrei Torah Emeskayim Yechidi. Can't learn Torah alone. You have to learn Torah with a chavrusa. V'hainu the Omer of Yosi Bar Chanina. May deceive Cherev El Habadim V'Noalu. Right, that the sword to the Badim V'Noalu. Muslim means they become stupid. Cherev Al Solneim Shal Tamidei Chachamim. A cherev against Talmidei Chachamim. It says, so name Shal Talmidei Chachamim. It's like, you don't want to say a klol on Talmidei Chachamim. So it says just the opposite, Solneim. But it really is talking about Talmidei Chacham, just a way to say a klala when you don't want the klala to go on the person you're mentioning it to. Sha'oskim bad bebad betorah. They are osek bad bebad. So some say what it means is the following. If you have a chance to have a chavrusa and you learn alone, that's no good. But if you have no chance to have a chavrusa, then better to learn alone. I feel that one person learns Torah, the Rabban Shalom is with him. So then to learn not. Others say that's only in the time of Chazal, when they learned everything by heart, that you had to have a chavrusa. Because one would remember what the other one didn't remember. But when you learn from Svarim, the Sefer is a chavrusa. So you could learn alone from a Sefer. And others say that it's only in Chutz Laretz that you need a chavrusa. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabban Shalom Shechina is there, so you always have a chavrusa. You're learning with the Rabban Shalom, you don't dafka have to have a chavrusa. The low od elishim etapshin. Not only is it a cherev against them, and as I saw somebody says that the reason a cherev is because a cherev comes as a punishment for ivus hadin, when there's a distortion of the din. And somebody who learns alone is inevitably going to learn the wrong pshat and come to Ivus Hadin, so eventually Cherev is going to come to the world because of that. And not only is it wrong to do, they also become stupid. Shenemar ven Noalu, below Od Ela Shechotim, and not only that's a sin. Ksiv Hocha ven Noalu, Ksiv Hosam Asher Noalnu v'Asher Chotanu. Noel is to be stupid and also to get foolish and sin. Another place we see the word noalu means a sin. Noalu sorry, so on the heat to es Mitzrayim. Okay, Rashi. Barzel the barzel, yachad the ish yachad penei re'ehu. The end of the pasuk is the ish yachad penei re'ehu. A person to another person is like barzel the barzel. Ma barzel ze echod mechadis lever. Just like barzel, one sharpens the other. Kigon sakin agave chaverta. You rub two knives together to sharpen them. Ein adolekas yechidi. Eitz echod ein adolekas el abezel gimel biyachad. You can't make a fire with just one thing. You have to put a few together, and that's how they burn. Yechidi below chover shechad den. A person shouldn't learn alone without a chavrusa. Shemosif in tipshus tichsiv noalnu. Asher noalnu metargim di topashna. Became foolish. Shechotim, they'll see noalu gabi chatonu. The iboy yisema mihocha, noalu sorit, so on. The hitu es mitzrayim, the toa hainu chote. Person who sins is a person who strays from the path. Chet means to miss the mark. So if you stray off the path, you're a sinner. Omrav nachem bar yitzchak, loma nimshul divrei Torah ke'etz. Why is Torah compared to an etz? Shenemar etz chayim hilam achzikim bo. Lomar lechom ma'etz kot marlikas agadol. Just like a small piece of wood is what you use to kindle a big log, after Talmidei Chacham Ktanim Mechadim Es Hagdolim. The students are Mechadeid, they sharpen the Rabbonim. V'hainu Dom Rabbi Chanina, Harbi Lomavati Mirabosai, Umechavei Rayosim Mirabosai, Mitalmidei Yosvik, I learned a lot from Arabeim, even more from my friends, and from my students I learned even more. And one of the Mefarshim points out, that's the order, though. First you have to learn from a Rebbe. Then you get a good chavrusa, and you learn from your friend. And only after that do you learn from Talmidim. He said, but in his door, one of the Mefarshim, Leon Yaakov, says, in his door they did the opposite. People learned a little bit, and then he started teaching other people. Right? People who don't know enough themselves shouldn't be teachers of other people. And then everything gets ruined. If you follow the order, first Rabosai, then Chaveirai, and then Talmidai, then it's okay. Torah ke'etz, t'chsiv etz chayim hilam achzikim bo, k'shemadlik es ha'or, motzitz es ha'etzim, dakim t'chila. When you light a fire, first you light the kindling thin shavings, and then they light the log. K'tanim mechavdin, sheshoalim kol shoh. The students sharpen the Rebbe by asking questions. Okay. Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Rami, Ksiv Likras Somei Heitev Mayim. Person's thirsty, bring him water. Uksiv Ho Kol Somei Lechulamayim. Somebody who's thirsty should go to the water. Don't bring it to him. It goes to them. So Im Talmud Hagun Ho Likras Somei Heitev Mayim. If it's a Talmud Hagun, then you go and offer him the Torah. The Elo Hoi Kol Somei Lechulamayim. If not, wait till he comes to you. But it's Mashem here that if he does come to you, you can teach him. Right? Later we're going to see it's not like that. Rabbi Hanina bar Chama Rami, Ksiv Yafutsu Mainosecha Chutsa, you should spread your waters to the outside, means teach other people. Uksiv Yu L'chol Avadecha, you should have them for yourself. Don't spread them. Im Talmud Hagun, if the Talmud is a Talmud Hagun, Yafutsu Mainosecha, teach them. Im Lav Yu L'chol Avadecha, keep it to yourself. Don't teach a Talmud Sheinu Hagun. So the Rambam says, even though you don't teach a Talmud doesn't have good midos, you're not allowed to teach it. So, but you don't just forget about it. Throw them out. You first teach them how to be a mensch. And then you can teach them Torah. So you're responsible to teach them midos Torah. Responsible to teach them how to be a mensch. But you can't teach them Torah if he's not a mensch. So that's what it means. If he comes to you, right, then teach him how to be a mensch. But don't teach him Torah. And if he's a Talmud Hagen, go out and teach him Torah. The Omer Rabbi Chanina Bar Idi, Loma Nimshul Divrei Torah L'mayim, why is Torah compared to water? Dechsiv Hoi Kol Tzome L'chu L'mayim, Loma L'chom Mamayim Menichem Mokim Gavoh V'hochem L'mokim Nomuch, just like water leaves a high place, and water always seeks the lowest level. Af Divrei Torah Miskayim L'l Mishim Daito Shveva. Divrei Torah can only Mekayim by an Onav, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was the Nosein HaTorah. Omer Rav Oshia, Loma Nimshul Divrei Torah L'shlosha Mashkim Halalu, Torah is compared to three different liquids. The mayim, the yain of the cholav, water, wine, and milk. Tchsiv hoy kol tzomi lechul mayim, uksiv lechu shivru veichlu, ulechu shivru belo kesef, uvelo mechir yain vecholav. Both of these psukim are talking about Torah. So one compares it to water, and one to yain and cholav. Lomer lechol mashlosha mashkim halalu, ein miskayim melav pachosh vekelim. All these liquids are only preserved if you put them in klicheres. But if you put them in metal, they spoil. Af divrei Torah ein miskayim al mishum daito shvelus. Torah can't be mekayim except by somebody who's an onav, not by bal gaiva. The Omer leibarte, the case of Yeshua ben Chananya, the daughter of the Caesar, said to Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, e chachma mefuara bechli mechor. Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya was an ugly person. So she said, well, a lot of chachma in an ugly kli. So he said to her, your father also puts wine in kalim that are not so pretty, in earthenware kalim. So you have a better suggestion. You're so important, you can afford it. Why don't you put the wine in metal, in a gold and silver kalim? She went to her father. She said, how come we keep our wine in Klicheres, put it in gold and silver. Rami lechamra, money to have a castle, put it into gold and silver. So they did it. Rami, so the father listened to her, and he put it into kalim of gold and silver, but takif, and it got sour. Asuva amrele, so they went to him, and he told him, your wine turned sour. Amar lo lebarte man amar lechahachi. Who told you this great idea to put the wine in gold and silver kalim? Amrele, Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Kar Yuash, that he called Rabbi Chishpil, and said, why are you telling my daughter Eitzes that ruined my wine? Amrle, Amrle, what you tell her? Amrle, ki hechida, Amrle, Amrila. She told me that my chachma would be better if it was in a nicer kli, if I was more handsome. And I told her, sometimes the thing is preserved more if it's not in a nice kli. B'ha'ika shpiri de gemiri. It was either people who were handsome who do learn. They wouldn't have been so handsome, they would have learned even more. No, sometimes a person gets carried away themselves. Being handsome sometimes makes a person proud of himself. If you're proud, you can't learn as well as if you're not proud. So had they been more anovim, they would have learned more. Hey Tiv Mashma the holy chlola mayim. Masha, you give the water to the thirsty person. Uksiv the chula mayim yelichu atzlan. And the other pasuk says the person should come to the water, not go to him. So im Talmud Hagen, if the Talmud is a proper is a balmidos, shirotza lilmo mincha mitzvah l'rav leilich etzlam koma. Then the rav should follow the Talmud and teach him. The lav, but the Talmud's not Hagen. He doesn't have good midos. That he can come to the Rav. And the Rav then should teach him Midos and then teach him Torah. If The Talmud is a Talmud. Hagon, teach him afilu sisrei Torah. The imlav yelachol avadecha ve'in lazor mitoch. Rashi's answering the question we asked and answer a different way. Right? We asked the question, Lechora 1 says that if he's not a Talmud Hagun, wait till he comes to you. But if he comes to you, you can teach him. And then it says, if he's not a Talmud Hagun, keep it for yourself. So Rashi, we said before, the difference is what you're teaching him. Right? Teach him Midos. You don't have to go after him to teach him Midos. If he comes to you, teach him Midos. But the Rashi says, it's talking about Sisrei Torah. If the Talmud is Stam learning, Stam regular Torah, so then you could teach him, you should wait till he comes to you, if he's not a Talmud Hagun. But if you're teaching him Sisrei Torah, even if he comes to you, you're not allowed to teach him Sisrei Torah if he's not a Talmud Hagun. Dimlav yu l'chol avadecho ve'en l'zor amitach. Shlosh amashkim halolu, mayin, yayin v'cholav. Zu ha-Torah she'enu nosim b'klum v'yodo v'lomda. Right? Torah is also free, it says, like these three liquids. You don't have to give anything for it, and you can learn it. The pocha she'bekele, b'mani d'pachra, in earthenware kele. B'mani d'pachra, b'derech schok omar. Told her as a joke. Right? You think that it's chachma, in a ugly kli is not good. Your wine's in an ugly kli too. Marami's ma at omerisli. V'halo avicha nosin yayin bekele mechor and shulcheres. It's the same thing. The ele b'mayin nirma, she says, about what should we do? Im lo b'shulcheres ha-kulei avdehachi. If we don't put it in cheres, everybody puts wine in cheres. So what should we do differently? V'takif hichmet. So they put it into gold and silver kelim and it turns sour. She said to me that I have a lot of chachma, but it's in an ugly kli. Hachi Amrili said the same thing to her. You see that wine is more preserved in an ugly kli than in a nice kli. It would have been handsome and get carried away with it. The Torah would not have been preserved. If they would have, the people who were handsome, if they wouldn't have got carried away with their handsome, if Tvei Havi Gemiri, Shevshel Noel HaHashvil Daito, a person who's extra handsome, it's hard for him to be an onov like a person who's ugly. Uboli Deshichel Vemela, if he's what's it called, if he's too much of a Balgaiva, the Torah won't remain by him. Torah can't stay, like water doesn't stay in a high place, goes to a low place, Torah won't stay by him, he'll forget it.